This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, talking all things Connecticut. So much to do in his tiny little state. And joining him this morning is Rachel Lenda, the Director of Tourism for our mighty little state up in New England. Rachel, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Joey.
So we did the spring thing. You know, the summer is bearing down on us. We're all sweating. I'm over there crying in a corner because I want the snow back. But people in the state love the summer. And, you know, you kind of hinted on a little bit when we started. I was Connecticut's small, you know, an hour to 2 hours north, south, east, west. But you can go from the mountains to the shoreline like that in the state. And there's so many things to do across the state in the summer.
There is. So talking about cooling off, if you're interested, Great Wolf Lodge is opening. It's set to open the next month. So that's at Foxwoods Resort Casino. This is highly anticipated. It's a year-round indoor water park and resort, but there is indoor and outdoor water park entertainment and themed dining experiences, activity-packed kids programming, adventure quests, splash zones, everything beyond the water, not to mention it's on Foxwoods Resort Casino property. So, you know, once moms and dads are done and they want to go maybe do a little shopping at Tanger Outlets if it's a rainy day, or if they want to try their hand and bet it all on red and double up their money on the roulette table.
The casinos are, I mean, it's one of those things everyone's like, oh, I can't bring the kids to the corner of the casinos, whether it's Foxwoods or Mohegan. Mm-hmm. They're one of the largest casinos in the world. There is so much to do there. You can totally go there with the whole family and do a day.
And not even touch a slot machine or sit at a table. There's so much to do.
Shopping and dining, and just the you know, the visuals, the work that went into both those casinos. You know, it's worth the drive if you haven't been to one of them, just to walk around and look at the different sights and sounds, and it's just cool.
It is, absolutely. And so moving from sort of that gaming aspect, you can also, and you know, Great Wolf Lodge, we also have one of the oldest water parks in the country right here in our state. That's Quassy Amusement Park and Water Park. And they're opening on April 26th. And they have a spinning family roller coaster with a figure eight track, an Aladdin wave swinger, and an enchanting high flying swing ride. And that's inspired by the Disney classic. So they've got a couple of two new thrilling rides. That's one of them. You could also head over to Lakeville, right? So Lakeville has Lime Rock Park, and NASCAR is making its long-awaited return after 14 years, and the first time in the track's 68-year history, both the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and the ARCA Menards Series will battle it out on the iconic 1.5-mile track, 7-turn road course, and that's happening in late June 27th to 28th.
And that's another cool place. I mean, if you have never been to Lime Rock to watch a race, like just the cars disappear, you hear them through the mountains and the hills, and then they just like show up over a little knoll. It's just a cool place to check out.
Very cool, very cool. And you know, we were talking earlier about the New England Air Museum, and they have this, that's in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. And what's really cool about this place is they've got a lot of different exhibits that they change in and out, but right now they are focusing on Through the Eyes of Igor Sikorsky. And we all know Igor Sikorsky, right? Sikorsky aircrafts, Sikorsky helicopters, and it offers an immersive look at the pioneer's legacy and with firsthand stories and rare artifacts. So it's very, very cool. And if you're still in that sort of mechanical, you know, wanting to check out history and, or, you know, hands-on, I always recommend the Connecticut Science Center. I actually took my daughter and my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law and my niece when they were down last time to the science behind Pixar. If you have small children or adults.
Anyone, come on, it's a Pixar. Tug at the heartstrings of 44-year-old men. Don't ask me how I know.
They have a life size, like it's bigger, it's taller than me. I'm 5'6", Buzz Lightyear, They've got a Dory. They've got a big Wall-E. They also have Mike Wazowski and Sully from Monsters, Inc. And what's really cool, too, is there are so many different spots that you can either build, you know, a model robot or a model something. It teaches you about how they made decisions based on the technology behind the movements of the Pixar, the lighting, the so it's very, very cool if you're interested in that. Even if, you know, and the Science Center has so many other great exhibitions too. So
that's a cool. I love Matt. Matt Fleury, or as I like to refer to him when I talk to him, the head science nerd of Connecticut, with much respect and love.
Exactly.
And one of the things I do want to touch on, because it's on your list here, and because they made some big news lately, and a lot of people don't know them or don't know the backstory of this place, and it's just extremely fascinating, is Arethusa.
Yeah. So Arethusa Farm, it's over in Litchfield, and that's owned and operated by the former Manolo Blahnik executive. And this is an award-winning dairy farm that has now been transformed into an educational center. And what's really cool is that it offers hands-on agricultural programming, and you can just immerse yourself in the experiences, including its first ever 4-H camp this summer. And adding to its accolades, Arethusa's Europe cheese was just crowned best entry into the prestigious U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, making history as the first creamery in 40 years to win 2 consecutive Best in Show awards. So, which that's a big to do.
That, yes. You can head up to Litchfield Bantam area, and you have the Earth, like one the original store. You can get the eggnog in when it's in season is amazing, but the ice cream and the cheese and just the story of that. Like everyone, I was explaining to someone, like, oh no, they, you know, the Manolo Blahnik, the shoes from Sex and the City. Yeah, now they have a dairy farm. Like that, it's a cool story, and what they're doing with the 4-H camp and just the education and the experience that they're giving people to understand the dairy industry up there is really cool. And the fact that they realize that this needs to be told for a story, I think just kudos to them for that.
Absolutely. No, they're amazing community partners as well. You know, we always love a good cheese business, but we love a cheese business who also is a great community partner. So I always love supporting people that like to lift up their community. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things going on in the state. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the list you sent me of all the craziness, because, you know, I want people to bust out the calendar, or open the calendar app on their phone and put all these things on here. Because joining me this morning is Rachel Lenda, the director of tourism for the state of Connecticut, the tiny but mighty. And there's so many things, you know, from coast to coast, from mountains to coast, from that weird state to the east of us, to the other state, to the west of us. There's so many things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.